WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear. Time does not pay.
I'm not giving up about nobody, or maybe somebody. It's once I drop a body, body that's up in your mouth. Ain't no form that can stop me, I'm not cocky. No, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Once I swatch lies and I ignore the cries, tell no lies. This is true when I said that I crossed the divide. No, I never lied, and identified bodies in the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about. Open the walls in the rubber room.
What is up? This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430, also 102.9 FM, and of course, as a podcast in the future, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We have the Kings of Belmont here with us tonight. What's going on, Kings?
Yo, what up?
Whoa.
Back off that mic.
You guys are that good of a radio voice. You guys are excited. Why are you guys so excited?
Act like you've been here before, Merman.
Where am I?
Is this your first rodeo, guys? Is this your first time inside a radio?
I thought this was rodeo.
Radio.
Oh, is this your first radio?
Wait, it's inside the radio.
I didn't know that radio still existed.
Yeah, we are inside the radio.
Inside.
We're actually in a radio station.
Oh no, it's actually this is a radio.
The world did look a little bit like Tron.
When you walked through the door, you didn't notice it, but you shrunk a little. You are now inside the radio. That's not true. I'm making all this up.
That's cool.
I'm making all this up. So what's up, guys? You guys are from Charlottesville. Where is that?
About an hour west from Richmond.
Hour west of Richmond.
So how far is that
64?
From? How far is that from Ashland?
Ashland, about an hour from Ashland.
Hour and 20 minutes.
You guys just made the straight trip here?
Yeah,
but we stopped at Sheets and we sort of got lost in there.
You need to crash in my yard or something?
How big's your yard?
Man, you could fit like 3 or 4 tents, probably.
We don't need...
Yeah, we kind of need...
We'll burn old pallets. It'll be awesome.
Sounds like a good time to me.
You have a pole?
A pole?
Yeah.
For dancing.
You probably could arrange that.
That's not what I'm talking about, but that's all right.
speaking of your yard, you are now, are you a homeowner? You're a home renter now.
I'm one step above homeless now. One step. I live within the confounds of a domicile, which is cool.
Congratulations. It's a big step.
But if anyone was smart enough, they could just also come in and hang out.
If it rains, do you get wet?
No, but I do get freezing cold.
Oh,
yeah. Well,
hence why I've been hugging a heater for the last half hour.
Yep, because that. I soak it in now like a lizard, and then at the end of the night I can still be warm.
What you need to do is put it inside a big like teddy bear.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Just cuddle with it at night.
Yeah, I was gonna take a bath with it later.
No,
that's a good idea too.
That's a good idea. Maybe like a little bubbly action, a little jacuzzi.
Yeah, maybe make some toast too. That
would have a whole stew
while you're in the
town. So,
listen to the rubber room.
You're the you are officially the first of us on the radio show to live in a home that has its own Kickstarter program, right?
Yeah, and that is the Yerb Kickstarter. Yerb's trying to put out a free album for all of Richmond artists.
Is that
that's where he lives?
The Yerb.
It is. Yeah,
it's a house venue. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's a legend.
Oh, is that where you were talking about where we could play, but we would have to
You'd have to play for free, yeah.
Play for free.
So the Millennium Falcon is?
Yep, that's where the
Falcon is. If you travel through the Yerb deep enough, you will end up in the Millennium Falcon. It is.
Which is the theme of your new room.
Yeah, it is.
Which you're very excited
it's getting
about.
There. It's getting there. My mom, I asked her, she was like, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, I don't care, as long as it's Millennium Falcon themed.
He's like, just Obi-Wan, just give me Obi-Wan.
And I'm just glad, guys, that he has someone else to talk to it, to talk to about it now, because it's been a long couple hours.
I'm already over it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not me. I'm not even a big Star Wars fan. It's just fun to hear him talk.
I love it.
Well, so do you? I mean, you've had Star Wars bedsheets for all of your life, would you say?
Same ones, right?
Do you retire these because you're now in the Millennium Falcon room?
I guess it just doesn't matter. I mean, they kind of... I could just go with a black sheet and it would be cool, I guess, or a gray. Or I was thinking about like coating my bed in tin foil. It would be like a shiny metal. Like, no one has that.
Yeah. You sleep under it? Under the tin foil or on top of the tin foil?
Like a little bit of both. Like, I have tin foil blankets.
Well, really, you just need a, and that would, like, a fitted sheet of tin foil.
That would make my space heater, like, super powerful. I just, like, attach the tin foil in there, you know?
Just go buy an emergency blanket.
And then it would probably be helpful when you take the bath with the space heater, too. You can just wrap yourself in the foil and then take the bath with the space heater.
Luckily, my room is 12 by 6, so it is the size of that of a large closet, you know.
Yeah, the music's going to sound good in there, at least.
Well, at least you don't need a closet.
I'm as far away from the stage as possible, so...
So are we going to be talking about this the whole show?
No, it's
cool. We got to get it out of his system.
Let's make it about you guys.
Oh, fine.
Is this y'all's first time on the radio?
It is not. Yeah.
Well, do you guys have any themes going on in your bedroom or what?
I have some themes, but apparently we can't talk about that.
It's like leather and chains and ball gags.
We got an upright urinal installed right next to my bed.
That is great.
Oh, dude, that's
good call.
Why don't you just have like a drain and a concave bed? And you could I just
like the way it looks. I don't actually use it.
Dude, you could just get a catheter, man. Why not just get a catheter?
I think urinals are an important thing to have in the home. Like, maybe someone should get on that, like a home urinal, like one of those ones in a porta potty. It's like a plastic thing.
Yeah, I know. I saw actually a real home urinal the other day on one of those $1 million or billion-dollar houses, you know, shows. Oh, wow. And I was thinking that would make a mess, you know? Hmm. The splashback from the urinal... Because it was one of those floor urinals, you know, all the way down into the floor, like in his room. And his room is great. It just smells like pee
all the time. Well, I came up with a great idea the other day. It was for the booby bed. And it would be not just like, you know, two. It would be like multiple implants.
You can't use your hands. It's
gesture.
You know, it would be like a fold-up bed with like multiple implants layered on top of each other. And you could just lay in there. And then, you know, you might say, well, it might get kind of funky. Well, you
nobody
just
knows
push it up on the wall, and then you hose it down. It can fold back down. Oh, awesome. It'd be called a booby bed.
As long as you can hose
it down.
As long
as you can hose it.
Yeah. I mean,
I need that.
I think you should quit this band and just go with that.
That's my backup plan.
All right, guys.
Yeah. We better steal it.
It is time to take a break. We're going to be back with some live tunes from the Kings of Belmont and more talking to the guys. But right now, this is the Southern Bells with Wave. Oh.
I'm losing problems and some fears. The wind has a way of always cleaning you off. And these trees love to lead you into the deepest of thought. I've
comrade. Join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want accelerated program? Ask how you can get jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Doesn't end with me.
destruction. How as the hammer on the whole earth, cut asunder and broken. How has Babylon become,
oh Babylon,
a desolation among the nation? And I have laid a snare for thee. You are also taken. You are all so taken. You are all so taken. You are all so taken. Well, they say women, you can't live without them. And while that saying may be true, I think it's just that I can't live without you. I think it's just I can't live without you. I think it's just that I can't live without you. I think it's just that I can't live without you.
That was Women by the Kings of Belmont live here on Radio Rubber Room. So, guys, tell us a little about yourselves. Tell the people about Kings of Belmont.
You want it? It's a long story.
Start from the beginning.
Well, I saw the original Kings of Belmont, which was the two gentlemen to my left here. Ace.
I'm one of those two.
Ace Mermaid.
I am not.
I don't see how that could possibly be the beginning.
Ross Van Brocklin. And I saw them live, and they were really, really good, and they just needed one more element. I felt that I needed to be that element, and and I really asked them a couple times if I could come over, and they said no. I begged them, and I came over, and we put together actually a 5-piece band. We've switched around our rhythm section a few times, and we're always trying to keep it fresh in that department, and keep up with technology. Lately, we've been doing a lot of cool stuff with Ableton and playing around with our laptops and MIDI controllers and stuff like that. But we're not trying to get too far away from our rock and roll roots.
So speaking of the rhythm section, they are not here,
correct.
I noticed.
They're not here tonight. No, and we decided it was a small studio, and we were going to do some harmonies, and we really wanted to make those shine, so we figured we'd leave the rhythm section at home tonight.
Well, the listeners don't know that it's small. It's huge.
Oh, it is.
The biggest studio I've ever seen.
Is it a similar feel? Is it acoustic setup with you guys? Or
No. It's very always electric, rocking, plugged in, rock.
Loud.
Everybody's in
vibe.
For a treat tonight.
Fast hard.
We very rarely get soft and nice like this.
You don't want to get soft.
No,
sometimes.
I heard you can fold it in half, though.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I saw you guys at On the Rocks when you played with Proverbial, and it was a fantastic show, man. You guys really, you've obviously been doing it for quite some time, but you handle yourselves well on stage.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we got started in 2006.
Yeah, and that's really where we feel most comfortable is, other than, obviously, this awesome studio.
We provide as many amenities as we can.
Super high tech.
I was looking at kingsofbelmont.com, which is your website, and the first thing that pops up is you guys, it's a post about your New Year's Eve party. That's at R2, and it looks like that's Rapture.
Yeah.
Did they change? Has that always been R2? Because I've actually done shows at Rapture in the back room, which is awesome.
That's
man.
R2. That's
yeah, okay.
That's what they're calling that back room now.
Is it ever called
R2.
Anything but R2?
I think it was just like the back room at Rapture for a second, and they eventually, when they started doing a lot of DJs and club nights there, decided to call it Club R2.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, doing live shows there again. And, you know, we're gonna rock that little room on New Year's Eve.
I have some friends that live in Charlottesville. The Beatniks, you guys know those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man, I go to Beatnik shows.
Damani and Lou.
Yeah, Lou and Damani, man, those are my boys.
Cool.
Those guys are awesome. They actually came down and played the Yerb last month.
Gotcha.
Awesome, man. Yeah, we've shared the stage with them a couple times. They've actually come and sit in with us on a couple tunes and shared a bill with them, you know, definitely. More than one or two times. Those dudes are awesome.
Yeah, they are they're fantastic. Which brings me to my next thing. You know, Charlottesville's a pretty small. It's a small city. I mean, you've got the University of Virginia, but you have some really really cool stuff going on there. One of them that always inspires me, and I've talked about it on the show before, but the Music Resource Center there.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk a little bit about that? I mean.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a great cause.
It's they keep on getting, you know, it's a nonprofit thing that they have downtown. What I you know, and I don't know that much about it, but I know that it's a great. I teach guitar lessons in Charlottesville, super part time, and a lot of my students end up going there. And it's a great place to go after school, and they're open, you know, for kids after school to go play around with stuff like Pro Tools, cool, you know, MIDI stuff on the computer, as well as, you know, a slew of instruments, upright pianos, and I think they might have a grand in there.
Yeah, they offer free lessons for recording, even management and industry stuff to kids, right?
Yeah.
Underprivileged for the most part. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think it's for anybody.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm sure that anybody who's interested can.
I am an underprivileged middle-aged person.
A lot of people.
Probably welcome too.
A lot of people like to just go down there and hang out, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just a cool scene for people who are into music and to playing music and to listening to music and to recording music. You know, and that's something that really hasn't been available. You know, it's sure, you know, we each graduated, I think, in all 99, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was nothing like that for us, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just really cool. I'm sort of jealous, actually.
Yeah, well, I am jealous, too. I think Richmond, I think every city should have something like that, the Music Resource Center, because it's just a fantastic idea that strengthens the community by... You know, offering music, and I mean, what better way to inspire people and, you know, bring people together than through music?
Yeah, well, send an email over to Dave and see if he'll cut you a check.
Well, Damani works there, so.
Yeah,
Damani does.
Yeah.
So, the Kings of Belmont, is that Belmont, what is that, like a cul-de-sac?
You wish.
It's a part of town.
It's a glorified cul-de-sac.
Yeah, it's
I don't think there is a cul-de-sac in Belmont. No, but
I mean, Charlottesville's Brooklyn.
Near the downtown.
Borough. Okay.
Yeah,
it's sort of a borough.
It's a part of town.
We got kind of those. We got kind of those here in Richmond.
The whole idea when we started the band is, you know, Aaron and I were both living in Belmont at the time, and back then it wasn't really the nicest part of town. It's kind of up and coming right now. Everyone's buying the old houses and renovating them.
Sexy new spot.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really
it is.
Close to downtown, but it was sort of, especially, you know, 10 or so years ago, considered the other side, you know, the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the irony behind the name, the Kings of Belmont. It's not as ironic now that Belmont is sort of, you know, becoming nicer and nicer of a neighborhood. But, you know, that's what happens.
So maybe you could just make it the Kings of the place that's kind of on the other side of the track.
Kings of the
so,
former...
I don't think that closes as well.
Kings of former Belmont.
The Kings of what Belmont used to be like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, we're the adjusters of.
Was that kind of a declaration of the king? Declare yourself king?
The whole idea was, I mean, when we started this band, it was almost a joke. I mean, it was more of like an outlet for the two of us, and we thought, who would want to be the king of Belmont?
We used to,
and now it's like a oh yeah,
he's got another good story
we
too
used
behind
to,
it.
We used to have barbecues every day on Sunday, even before we started actually even playing music as the Kings of Belmont, we used to brag about how much food we're eating. We used to say we're eating like kings. And that actually, when me and him started playing, you know, as a two-piece together, we kind of ended up choosing that name. And actually, it's kind of funny. Like, I remember when we originally started, we announced ourselves as the Kings of Belmont or started using that. We used to get, like, some people would be like, oh, who do these guys think they are? And I'm like, really?
Totally.
So why not?
Is there ever going to be a challenge for the throne? Is anybody going to...
I encourage it. Yeah. I encourage all challengers. Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Merman will kill them all.
As long as it involves rock. Yeah. Good old rock. Nothing beats rock.
Nothing beats rock.
So...
Poor unsuspecting.
I was planning on moving there and just being like a techno wizard.
You would never make it there.
Be the lone king. The lone king of
Well, if you wanted to live in an apartment like you have right now, then you could probably work that out pretty easily.
Well, maybe you could go for sheriff of Belmont, Sean, or something like
someone
that.
Someone will gladly rent me out their
Duke.
Closet.
Kick-ass Duke.
Yeah, Duke of Belmont.
I don't know about a walk-in closet.
I like to be the Duke of anything I can be.
Duke of Earl?
Yeah.
No. All right, guys, we are coming up on another break. But if you will, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find your music.
At kingsofbelmont.com, you'll find links to a bunch of music, cool videos, and also links to our Facebook page, which also has more music and updates. And Merman over here is the king of Instagram, and His posts are not to be missed. What
yes,
is it?
Yes, I only post cool stuff. I don't post any dogs or food.
What was the
He's
last
He's about
one?
To get really pissed.
Dogs or what?
Dogs or food.
Dogs or food.
Close-up pictures of myself.
He doesn't like this on Instagram.
So no close-up pictures of yourself?
Well, maybe nipple, but that's bad.
Do you have any pictures of you in the mirror?
Let's not.
There will not be any pictures of me in the mirror, in case I want to run for public office one day.
Could I actually make a request for that?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to see more of that, maybe.
Okay.
Well, if you could.
We'll consider it.
Or less.
I don't want to forget, also, another great place to find our music is on iTunes or cdbaby.com.
Yeah.
Also, and is that available for how much are the tracks?
More than 99 cents a piece, yeah. Right? It's pretty standard.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of free stuff, too, on the website. And there's links for all that on the website, kingsofbelmont.com.
Well, very cool. We're going to be back with more of the Kings of Belmont here on Radio Rubber Room. But right now, this is Proverbial with End Is Never.
Awesome.
Hola, señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 651. Keep a bag of wet bread in your pocket at all times, making sure that it's moldy. It's stinky.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Chaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Of agony. As soon as we get to the pool, it starts to rain.
Oh, devil, you worry too much. Weather change.
God, your abs look magnificent.
Thank you. Now check out this triple backflip.
You are always showing me up, God.
Why don't you take your t-shirt off and jump in?
You know, as soon as I hit the water, it's going to boil away, and I'll just be standing there looking like an idiot.
Don't worry about it. I'll just summon more water and turn it into wine.
Good Lord. It's not even noon, man.
You're ugly.
And have your body ravaged by giant octopus monsters. Come over here, you little brat.
Hey, you, with the t-shirt on. Oh, no running, bro.
Do you have any idea who I am? I am the Dark Lord Beelzebub. I will summon a legion of acid-spitting demon babies on your ass.
That's it, bro. You're out of here.
Preposterous! Fireball!
Not another burning lifeguard situation. Miracle! Satan! What's wrong? You don't usually shoot fireballs at innocents.
Innocent? You and I both know that God is going to hell!
Satan! You're not being honest with yourself.
Oh, Lord God, you are all-knowing. The armies of flaming dinosaur skeletons just aren't tormenting souls like they used to.
Have you tried talking to them?
No! They are invalids!
Well, maybe if you showed them that chair, get them a gift.
Thanks, God. I'll stop at Crank and Barrel on the way back to hell! You know how they love scented candles.
New from Spoofco's Motion Picture Association comes a Grandpa's Toolshed production.
Hey, Lexington, you better punch back in, buddy. We just got a huge order that needs to be delivered to the local all-female college dormitory in 30 minutes or less.
Aw, shucks. I'm never going to be a famous movie director when I keep getting stuck working at this crummy job.
He was a nerdy pizza delivery boy with a video camera and a vengeance.
Hiya. I've got 100 pizzas here for a Miss Veronica Swallows.
Veronica, your pizzas are here.
She was an aspiring theater major at the local community college with a passion for pepperoni.
Oh dear, how will I ever afford all these pizzas?
There will be action. There will be adventure. There will be a donkey. And a chicken. in this year's biggest romantic comedy blockbuster.
Silly me. Look, Veronica, I've gotten pizza sauce all down my cleavage.
Well then, I guess we can't let that go to waste now, can we?
Oh!
Oh! Oh, pizza sauce! Oh, pepper, what are you going to do with that pepperoni? Cheesy!
This summer, Ron Lexington, Veronica Swallow, Bunny Givens, and introducing newcomer, Hung Lee.
Who ordered Chinese food?
In college co-ed webcam audience, 18.
This film is not yet rated.
Global warming is a serious problem. It can cause sweaty britches, most certainly leading to deadly crotch rot. That's why I use Cooling's Cooling Gel. The gel that generates a cooling effect that you can rub anywhere on your body. Apply cooling gel directly to the skin of any warm area and become immediately soothed as cooling gel goes to work for you, sending heat away from the body. It's so moist. Is that going to be too much? Rub it into the flesh. Cooling's cooling gel doesn't just cool you. Millions of tiny bubbles pop, creating a tingling sensation. It's just, great. It feels so good. You'll surely stay hydrated as Cooling Gel's patented sweat barrier formula creates a long-lasting film that protects your pores. It's in my mouth. It's starting to get really cold. No more, please. No, seriously, no more, please. It's like 100 degrees out here. I'm freezing. Does it ever stop cooling? I think I'm getting frostbite. Long frigid winters bringing you down? Try Cooling's heating cream. It burns! It burns bad! My skin is blistering! Get it off of me!
Yeah! Viper Cobra here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now! Radio Rubber Room! Awesome!
How, how, how! Merry Christmas!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah! Nice! How, how, how! It is 102.9 FM! Thursdays 10 to midnight! Radio Rubber Room! I wonder if Eric, Dan, or Sean are gonna get any presents this year. I don't think so.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Well, he's humping and he's shooting and he's humping and he's humping. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Santa Claus, better, better. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, down Santa Claus Lane. Well, he's creeping at your door, and he's shooting, and he's booting, and he's got a bag of bills for all your boys. Yeah.
Very nice. So you guys are stoked for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm so excited about Christmas.
Do you guys have any plans? With that song, you guys have any plans to put out maybe a whole Christmas album?
Yes. We can't talk about it, though.
Oh, you can't talk about that?
There is no plan.
So tell me about it, then.
It's in the works.
All right.
We'll get her done.
How long have you guys been sitting on that tune, waiting for a good opportunity?
Yeah, we do it every Christmas.
Two and a half years ago.
I think this is the third year.
You don't ever just throw it in June or something?
I thought it'd be funny, slightly ironic.
Is somebody trying to call?
Yes.
What's going on? Hang up on them.
Take it.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to take it.
We can play Here Comes
the Line. Is that what that sound is? That's someone calling in?
That is someone calling in.
Hello, caller one.
If you are calling in, please hang up the phone.
You are on the phone with the Kings of Bell Line.
I hope you are hot.
Please hang up the phone and do not try to call back.
Yeah, if I answer that phone, it's going to feed back through the speaker.
It's Merman.
I saw those guys. I was like one of 700 people in the audience. It was awesome.
So you guys, like, what do you think takes a little more gusto? Is it going out on the stage and playing live in front of people, or is it live on the radio in front of potentially billions of listeners?
Is that your correct answer?
We do have that.
That's like a jet pack.
We can't confirm nor deny that.
About the same.
No.
It's kind of laid back here.
Yeah, okay, I'm wrong.
You guys are all dressed like you just got out of gym.
This is what he looks like on stage.
That's what I look like all the time.
And usually there's not like beeps and weird noises going on.
People trying to call.
I thought we had a thing going with homeless sheep.
We try
here
to keep it
Virginia.
Really professional.
In Richmond, and you guys all are like pros.
Sounds like you look like pros? Falcon in here.
Pros.
Oh, pros.
Jeff Probst?
Probes? Bring them on.
We probe all of our guests.
Yes.
Just so you know.
This is the probing segment of the show.
Please erase my memory.
Drop trow and send over the table.
Is that time of the night already?
You guys are about to get probed.
Steamer so on my early. Chest.
It's time for What Does Your Stomach Sound Like? On 102.
Oh, that's my favorite part of the show.
That's what it sounds like.
So, you guys, a couple of you guys have families here? We're family?
Not anymore.
Family in the area?
We've got a lot of friends and family.
In Richmond?
My sister lives in Richmond. Actually, my sister, Lily, shout out to Lily.
What up, Lily?
Went to Randolph-Macon here in Ashland.
Oh, crazy. Oh,
there, that is a majority of our listeners.
And she will be listening to this show. Maybe that was her trying to call in.
Oh, maybe.
Well, it's not listed.
Telling
in the
me
phone
to
book,
shut up.
So you cannot call in unless you are top secret and have the number.
Oh, well, that must have been something important. It was probably our manager telling us to get out of here.
Usually it's like, what are you doing?
Aaron's not drunk enough. Feed him more alcohol.
Do any of you guys have, like, an interesting job? Crap job? You guys have sweet jobs?
I don't have a day job anymore.
Aaron is the Iron Chef.
You guys look like doctors.
We've all had pretty good jobs. Like,
I worked in a brewery for 13 years.
He's a master brewer.
Oh, Starlight?
Not a master brewer. Star Hill.
Star
at night, Merman protects the seas.
The Gift is one of my favorite beers of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Merman does protect the seas. That's his day job. Yeah.
Well, I'm like Aquaman, though. I can't go out of the water to help people.
Yeah, so he's like Aquaman, but he can't help people in the water either.
And I don't talk to fish. Fish talk to me.
The fish whisperer.
But they can't understand what you're saying back to them.
He pretty much just sleeps with the fishes.
So they pretty much just come up to you and tell you about their problems.
Yeah.
And you can't even resolve them.
Nemo, never. Get out of here before I tell your dad.
You have like the sixth sense of talking to fish. That is a legend.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, but he's lazy though, and he doesn't really have time for all the fish, so.
Do you have, like, a seashell bra?
I don't need one.
That's where
his dad. You do have a nice rack, Merman.
Like
you
a, like a bra
girl.
Made out of seashells or a seashell comma. Did you just call him bra?
Bra.
My wife Ariel will not like you calling me bra.
And we do have seashells, yeah.
I mean, you should have those seashells because, like, when you're singing that Santa Claus song, I thought your nipple was going to come over here and poke my eye. It was rock hard. Yeah. And I am a good 4 feet away.
Eye contact, Sean.
That's why kids aren't allowed to sit on Santa's lap.
Because you'll get impaled by nipple.
Seriously. Merman's got that impressive physique, right? He's boof and fat.
I mean, I mentioned earlier I'm jealous of the hairstyle, but, you know.
Come on, get in there.
Style is no style.
Let's not talk about the hair.
Got all kinds of rogue. Let's talk about it.
This guy's got living in the ocean.
Look at his magnificent beard.
Yeah.
Yes,
did you grow that overnight?
Pretty much.
Two nights.
We started at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That beard is quite intimidating. But more importantly, it looks like you are drinking out of a Kings of Belmont cup.
Ew.
Do we provide those at the station, or did you bring that with you?
Yeah, no. You guys had this here for me.
Oh, sweet, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you only exclusively drink out of KOB?
Yes,
cups?
Exclusively. Now, yeah.
Do you guys have full play settings? Like, I mean, do you have like KOB plates?
Yeah, we have
all the way down to the fork.
Yeah. Sweet.
We have commemorative Christmas plates.
So this guy here, Phil, right? Your band was here last week, but they didn't tell you the right date, and they just let you jam. And is that working out? How's that working out for you?
Yeah, Philip sat in with us a couple times. Once in Charlottesville, once at Floyd Fest, and you know he's over, you know, from Richmond or lives in Richmond right now, and decided to come hang out with us in the studio.
He's always welcome to play lap steel with us.
Do you guys often have people coming in and jamming? Or there's a picture on your website where there's a woman singing?
That's Hillary.
Yeah. At Floyd Fest last year, we played a Thursday night, 1:30 a.m. slot, 1:30 to 3:30 a.m. There was no one else playing. It was awesome. Down at the Global Village stage, which had thousands and thousands of people down there. And we played a Kings of Belmont set, pretty standard Kings of Belmont set. And in the middle of it, we went into Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety.
Oh, sweet.
And out of Dark Side of the Moon, back into the Kings of Belmont. And Philip joined us on the lap steel, and we had Hillary, our friend Hillary Fox, singing Great Gig in the Sky and then helping us with some of those backup vocals.
I always hear, Pandora, it always plays the Pink Floyd song right before that. And I'm always like, oh, here it comes. And he always it just ends right there. And it's just a sad thing.
Yeah, and that's that was sort of the fun thing about playing that record is there's a couple tunes that people are going to think that, you're just going to play that song, like Breathe, and then all of a sudden you play the next song and, people are loving it because they realize you're going to play the whole album.
Was it like KOB style? It was in.
Yeah, we were pretty true to the record, but we're not Pink Floyd, so we put our own twists on a couple things, and
I'll just throw Santa and pills in.
It was a summertime, so we threw in
just pills.
We threw the hobo in instead of Santa.
And then guys, so other than playing around Charlottesville, coming to Richmond, you guys are on some other festivals like Floyd Fest. Just saw you at Barefoot.
Yep.
Didn't actually get to see you at Barefoot because you were like up against Carl Denson, I believe. So
yeah,
I had to miss your set.
Right.
I was catching that, but I did hang out with you guys a little bit. What other festival gigs you got coming up?
Dude, Rooster Walk is a festival that we've been growing with. I think this is going to be five or six. I think it's the fifth one this year.
That's in Charlottesville.
No, it's in Martinsville,
okay,
Virginia. We've played all of them. We headlined the first one and have kind of been growing with the festival. I hope and pray that we'll be part of it every year. It's by far my favorite festival. It's growing year by year.
Check that out. Just Google Rooster Walk.
Rooster Walk.
And check that out. They're getting better bands every year, and having the best bands come and join them again. And it's really growing and snowballing into an awesome festival. Otherwise, you said Camp Barefoot and Floyd Fest, of course, and then anything else that
trying to branch. I mean, we played some real small ones. What was the Catawba, and then Catawba Farm Fest, and we played the Mad Tea Party.
Back to Rooster Walk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there a rooster involved at all?
Yes.
There's two roosters.
How do you tell this?
He's easily distracted by
like a race
farm animals, by the way.
Yeah, there's
the cock race. Is it a cock race?
They might want to hear.
Everybody paints their. Everybody brings a rubber ducky, and there's a stream that goes down under a bridge, and everybody paints their rubber duckies like roosters, and they waddle and walk on the water all the way down under the bridge.
And you win a prize, or
yes, you win a prize. You win all of the rubber duckies.
Awesome! Yeah. I always wanted that.
So hundreds of rubber duckies
that all the people at one festival have painted differently.
Well, I've figured out a way to rig it. If you want to talk after the show, we could.
Awesome.
We could. I definitely could get you some duckies.
I love rigging. So
yeah,
so
you seem like a cheater.
One of his favorite
things. Put a little gas motor in my rubber ducky. But you gotta just like put a little circle on the bottom, and it has a word. Like you're at a carnival, and you get one prize or two prize or surprise herpes. You know, like, whatever. Should be picking things up out of streams anyway.
So no actual cocks at Rooster Fest, huh? No actual cocks there?
No
just
actual
rubber duckies
cocks,
dressed
I think
as cocks.
They haven't gotten past the red tape on that.
That is the other... there is two Rooster Festivals that I know of, and the Rooster Walk is the second, the other being Cocktoberfest.
All right, guys, we got to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Kings of Belmont.
Right now, this is The Rift with Fire Escapes.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
You are listening to Radio Rebel.
download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Yeah, we are back. It's Radio Rubber Room. If you don't already know that.
It's time for the most important news ever.
Oh yeah, we got some news.
Radio Rubber Room.
Are we a news show now?
Some just some good old news. The key points of the news in the last couple of days here.
Okay. Most interesting and
yeah, you know,
stuff that's happened.
Crazy things going on in the world.
Okay.
In Texas, I don't know if you guys know, but I discovered Texas.
I know everything about Texas.
I actually discovered it.
For a fact that you did not discover Texas.
Then you are incorrect. Mm-mm. They named their capital
that's
city
the country,
after
that's
me.
The country in between us and Mexico, right?
Yes. Yeah. The Lone Star Country.
Wait, their capital city is Sean?
It's Austin. Sean Austin.
Sean Austin, Texas.
But a Texan man carved a pentagram into his 12-year-old son's back.
That sounds like a good idea.
What else would you do with a 12-year-old son?
Yeah, usually people that do stuff like that go all out and go straight for the forehead. Did he have any... One foot in, one foot out.
Is he sacrificing his kid?
Yeah,
or
it was 12/12/12. He said it was a religious day. And that is the day that you're supposed to. He was shocked that no one else had.
How's the child? Are you sure no one else has?
He's got the pentagram carved in his back.
But he's alive.
It'll hopefully give him the ability to talk to dead people or something cool.
When he's 14, it'll be really cool.
It'll be awesome. Probably get some mad action.
So it was because it was 12/12/12. Is there any other cases that...
Just that one. The only one. No, he got the memo, and no one else did.
And he's in jail now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. He will be in jail probably for some time, unless the Pope does something about it.
I don't feel like it, that would happen.
Now, did he use like a ritual dagger or like a spoon or a butter knife?
I cannot acquire that information, but I assume that it was
a ritual dagger.
A ritual dagger. Yes. It was probably the horn of some kind of bovine that was sacrificed. But, like, some girl in the future is going to be like, is that a tattoo? Like, no, it's a carving. Got it when I was 10. It was from my dad.
You got lemons in the lemonade, right?
Yeah, always.
You guys sound like you could, like, do something like that on the radio. Like, do a contest or something like that. Like, who wants to get their kids, like a pentagram carved into them on the radio?
Does anyone have a ritual dagger? Because I have no problem with carving a pentagram in one of your backs.
Ace never leaves home without.
I'll get three R's carved into my arm. Or I could lightning bolt.
I could carve a portrait of Abe Pagoda in somebody's back if you'd like.
I think it would be much better portraits if we had a 12-year-old. Abe Pagoda.
Such a one-trick pony. One-trick pony.
I think you do need to have a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that's part of it, right?
It's like the key. Yeah. We're all way past the prime of having pentagrams carved.
I'm just really surprised. And I just got in here. But I'm just really surprised nobody else did that.
He was the only one. And he was shocked, too. He couldn't believe it.
Now, how did he get caught? Do you know?
I'm sure that when the child showed up to school the next day.
Look at my sweet pentagram.
Yeah, check it out. Check
Look,
out
your
my dad
shirt
gave
is
me.
Bleeding.
My dad gave me this. It's an upside down star. Doesn't it look cool?
Sure, it's not bleeding. You are.
I'm sure he thought that God was going to tell him to stop at some point. When that didn't happen, he's like, sorry, son. I mean, this will be cool when you're 14, though. Don't worry about it.
That poor kid.
Everyone learn a lesson from this.
He was probably like, Obama! So, in the last month, the Palestinians launched their first rocket, the M-75 rocket. Uh-huh. And the cologne named after it is the number one selling cologne in the Gaza Strip now.
Mm. Wait, is that a men's perfume? Figure.
That is a real thing.
A men's
that
perfume?
It is a men's.
And it's called what?
M75.
M75.
Men wear cologne, not perfume.
And just, it's 90% black powder and the rest is rocket fuel. It smells great. I got some.
Do they call hummus Hamas now?
What? So a woman was arrested. This is impressive to me.
Yeah, these are news stories that really do affect us. Please go on.
A woman was arrested in Spain with cocaine in her breast implants.
What, like a little bit of cocaine, like a
double D worth of cocaine?
She was trying to travel, I assume.
Yes, she went from Morocco to Spain.
Yeah, they call them mules.
She almost got. She almost got there.
Now, how does one discover that breast implants are filled with cocaine?
X-rays. Sure.
Right? Do you have to suckle? Is there like, can you suckle and get a really good buzz?
I don't know, but I really want to meet her.
Yeah, be awesome.
She sounds like she partied.
How do you go to a doctor and be like, I want a breast implant, but I want it to be this bag of cocaine? And how does that feel? Does it feel like, I'm sure it's got like a grainy, like a bag of cocaine.
Yeah, why does it feel like it's a like, breast?
It's like 40-year-old virgin. It's a bag of sand.
Was she aware that it was in there? She might have not even known.
You know, I'm sure. That's a good question. I think you want to know. Like, I don't know.
Maybe yeah, she just went,
those things burst.
Like, maybe she just went for a breast implant and ended up with a bunch of
You know,
yeah, she should have played stupid.
Yeah. If I was a woman and I was going to get breast implants, I think the first question would be is like, you're not going to put cocaine in my breast, are you? Like, that would be a serious thing. Like on a related issue, the first bong was used as an artificial heart. I just made that up. Well, that would be awesome.
They're not bongs, they are water pipes, buddy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, please refrain from using that word in here.
Mm-hmm. Pope failed miserably at sending the first tweet. The first holy tweet.
Really? Well, miserably?
He was just trying to send out a blessing.
What did he send?
He didn't send anything. He failed.
So he just did not actually send a tweet?
The iPad just shut down. There's a bunch of pictures with the Pope in frustration. And
with an iPad?
With an iPad, yes.
He should have tried an
or
iPad.
Some kind of tablet.
I feel like
he should have used a droid for real.
I feel like he would have someone there to help him through that. Mm-hmm. Like some sort of advisor.
Or a cardinal.
To show him how to use it.
Or maybe
take off
a,
his hat in
a higher power.
Maybe it was divine intervention. Maybe God hates Twitter.
What trait about
hates the name.
An ancient lizard was recently discovered, and it was named the Obamadon. After President Obama.
What news site are you reading?
Star. He's reading from Star.
I can't tell you.
Yeah, do not divulge that information.
I cannot say.
These are actual news stories.
It is not.
This is December 11th. This just happened. A prehistoric lizard was named after Obamadon because of his smile. And the prehistoric lizard had a very similar smile.
Well, so did they just discover this lizard? Or have they been waiting on a great name?
Huh,
some really great smile.
Lizards normally don't have ears.
I think Obama discovered the lizard.
Do you smile with your ears?
Well, it had pressure on it because Al Gore discovered the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And George Bush discovered
oil. Didn't he he invented like kerosene or something, George Bush? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Natural gas.
Electricity, like sort of maybe.
George Bush.
So Obama gets a dinosaur
day.
So a lady in Maine had her pet monkey taken away from her because it was dressed in fancy clothes and walking around the parking lot of a mall. Now,
is she having it like an Armani?
He's wearing nice clothes. It had its nails done. I mean, it was.
I saw that on well dressed.
It was a sit in for Sprockets, actually.
I mean, that's against the law. If you have a pet monkey, like, what is against the law about letting him dress nice?
I can't put him in a Thomas Ford suit. If I have a pet monkey, I want him in a $50,000 suit with a top hat.
No, she lost custody.
Oh, for sure.
He needs to be a Sprockets.
For dressing her monkey in nice clothing.
In nice clothing.
Organ grinders put fezes on monkeys all the time, and nobody's arresting them.
Nobody gets
What's
hurt.
What's the difference?
See, that sounds like a story from Florida. You sure it was Maine?
Toronto.
Okay.
Whatever. Oh, wait, you said Maine.
You said Maine first.
Sorry.
Dude.
Take off.
Starting to doubt the authenticity of your news sources.
Get out of here.
Well,
we got one more.
Nobody
got one
ever
more?
Questions you do that.
Do we have room for one more?
Why don't you go ahead and say the last one?
I don't even know what. I'm just saying we have time for one.
I'll
more.
Say it.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to pull. Say another one of these good ones. You know. Try. Some of these are just kind of like, eh. So, a Toronto woman was upset because her monkey got...
Scroll further down.
Just keep scrolling. I'm using Windows 95 here. So, it's been great.
So, guys, if you while he's scrolling, if you guys had a pet monkey, how would you dress it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably put it in like one of those skeleton t-shirts and give it a hockey mask.
I would have it in a muumuu, something very comfortable, breathable.
Yeah.
Covered. I'd put it in a monkey suit.
Yeah.
Get a little custom. I'd feed it. Don't worry. Get this. I'd feed it bananas.
Bananas.
Great.
That's bananas.
Pudding. Yeah.
I wish somebody would dress me up in a monkey
This
suit
just in, Merman is funny.
I might drown it by accident.
I would love to have a little punk rock monkey with like a mohawk. Yeah. And I could be like, that guy probably has cocaine in his breast implant. Go get it.
Give it piercing.
I imagine everything. You would give it suspenders, right?
I would definitely give it suspenders, you know. Perhaps some Union ones. Or Confederacy, I don't know.
Whatever.
Either way, he believes there's a war reenactment.
I found these on a skeleton. I had to clean out the closet that I live in before I moved in, and like, I was like, oh, is that a cool pair of jeans? And I picked it up, and it was rock hard. A pair of jeans.
You know what turns jeans rock hard, right?
And then, a lot. It takes a lot
skeletons.
Of that.
And then you decided I'm going to wear what's attached to these. Did you wash them first?
The jeans? Nope, I'm wearing them right now. They are crisp.
They nice are crisp. And starchy.
There's a Apple Australia map glitch, which just has roads in the middle of the ocean.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Yawn.
That's great. I mean, if you have Google Car and you're like, just take me down Route Zero into the Indian Ocean.
You know who's down there?
It just goes straight.
Just goes straight.
If you're dumb enough to follow your map app into the water, just fuck.
Well, if you have a Google Car, you don't have a choice.
Well, have you ever had like MapQuested directions from like say somewhere on the East Coast to England?
And it's like drive across the Arctic Circle,
across Atlantic,
just like a line to the airport.
Wow, looks like a pretty straight shot, guys. Shouldn't be too hard.
Just get on a cruise ship and drive around in circles on it.
So you drive on
until
you
get there.
All right, well, that does it for the news. We're going to go ahead and take a break.
I learned a lot.
Pretty much covered everything this year.
Mm-hmm. I did. That's everything important that's going on in the world. So.
That was the best that is. I've ever heard.
All right. Yep.
Jinx.
All right.
Okay.
Owe me a Coke.
Let's play a song.
I think we're going to play a
song. Let's
do
it. Let's play a song.
All right. This is Downbeat Switch.
Downbeat Switch.
Room to Breathe.
With Room to Breathe.
Room to Breathe by Downbeat Switch. Thank you.
This is the devil. I demand that you listen to Radio Reverie every Thursday from 10 to midnight, or your soul will be tormented for an eternity by flaming dinosaur skeletons.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, ist Hitler's Brownies. Ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh. Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available. Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mein cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, das Cupcake Island. The cupcake ist mein Führer.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla. Making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
I should probably write you a letter. I should probably drop you a line. But I'd rather be stuck in this little black book, paying my dues off in time. And maybe tomorrow I'll call you after I go for a run. But sitting in bed, nursing my head, a whole lot of fun. Cause it takes all I got just to be here. It takes all I got just to see. It takes all I got just to smoke all this pot and wake up at a quarter past three. Star.
Yeah, right.
Cruising the long open road. I'll play the biggest rooms and sniff the finest food. Pay off my hookers and gold. Maybe I'll buy me a cruise ship when my numbers, they finally hit big. I'll sail out to sea where they can't bother me. I'll show them all how to live. Cause it takes all I got just to be here. It takes all I got just to see. It takes all I got just to smoke all this pot. Wake up at a quarter past three. I should probably go back to college. I should probably get my degree. But I gotta be here when Ed McMahon appears with a giant check made out to me. And I should probably clean up the bathroom. I should probably take out the trash. I gotta stay in and eat hot dogs again, where someone can load me some cash. Cause it takes all I got just to be here. It takes all I got just to see. It takes all I got just to smoke all this pot. Wake up at a quarter past three. It takes all I got just to be here. It takes all I got just to see. It takes all I got just to smoke all this pot. Wake up at a quarter past three. Probably drop you a line, but I'd rather be stuck in my little black book, paying my dues off in time. And maybe tomorrow I'll call you after I go for a run. But sitting in bed and checking my head sounds like a whole lot of fun. Cause it takes all I got just to be here. It takes all I got just to see. It takes all I got just to smoke all this pot. Wake up at a quarter past three. Oh, it takes all I got just to be here. It takes all I got just to see. It takes all I got just to smoke all this pot. Wake up at a quarter past three. Wake up at a quarter past.
That was All I Got by the Kings of Belmont live here on Radio Rubber Room.
That was awesome.
It was.
That
was.
Grazie, good. Grazie.
You guys are a very cool band to watch play. I get this like really close, like I'm on the stage view.
You should see the rock show,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're taking video.
So. This guy's over here like hitting the keys like he's Beethoven or something. His hair's
he
all
he is a bit
glowing,
like Beethoven when he's playing.
You know?
Yeah.
I would defend Sparta with you any day, King Leonidas.
Dude, that beard is amazing.
I'm waiting
man.
For this dude's jugular to pop right at me. He's like white now, but he's like, look how red I can get during this song.
That is Max in a fucking nutshell. I mean, in a nutshell.
Whoa.
I guess really mad during that song. So. It's a very aggressive song.
Yeah,
we're all straight edge.
Well, it really spoke to me. It really spoke
you're
to me.
You're all straight edge.
Good, man. I'm glad you enjoyed
yeah.
it. I'm glad
yeah,
you enjoyed it. That's one of our older ones. It's on our first album, which is sort of hard to get at this point, but stay tuned. Maybe you'll catch a live version of it, or, you know. Maybe
the album's hard to get right now?
What's that?
The album's hard to get right now, or the hearing the song's hard to get right now?
Well, I think the only way you can buy that album right now is at our shows. Yep, it's not on iTunes or anything yet, so.
Yeah, we've decided not to release that one publicly quite yet. We want to save it for the archives. It's such an awesome raw album. It's the first one we did, and we've only got a couple left, the CDs, the actual physical CDs, and we recorded it back when physical CDs were still sellable.
Still hit,
2007.
Right?
2007. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are all y'all's tunes kind of like similar, like a lighthearted-y nature?
I think not necessarily. I mean, I think we're kind of selecting maybe those songs.
Well,
here,
even in some of our darker songs, we've got some lighthearted lyrics. There's one. There's one song called "Control," and the lyrics are really fast. But you want to do them real quick? The second verse.
We love sure. that kind of thing.
You got, you
one,
got
two, one, two, three, four. Maybe I'll make you a tuna sandwich. Kaiser roll, you're looking at me like you're totally famished. Mind control, hop on my boat and we'll cross the Atlantic. Row, row, I'm king of the world like the dude in Titanic. DiCaprio.
That was awesome.
That is really dark.
But it's a really, really hard, right now, sort of metal.
You know.
Oh, cool.
Song. So,
I will only dream about it and never hear it.
You can
hear
Santa
that one. You can hear that one. Visit kingsofbelmont.com.
Cool, cool. I'll check it out. You know, I do support the tuna fish sandwich.
Yes.
I know. I saw that earlier. So
maybe the biggest supporter.
I do.
Tuna fish bagel.
The tuna fish bagel sandwich.
Talk about a pile of yuck.
Yeah. Olives, yes.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the homemade tuna sandwich, but I saw you got yours from Sheetz, right?
Yeah.
Down the road,
ooh, wherever it doesn't, it don't matter.
Sheetz. Living on the edge.
I don't know,
I know
that,
dude.
Man.
It's not real tuna fish. It's not real tuna fish.
It's just
you know it ain't
fish.
Fresh.
The nighttime, yeah.
It's just
the
fish.
Right
white
fish.
I prefer the tofuna fish. Have you ever had that?
Tofuna
fish. It's amazing.
Tofu fish.
Sit down with a big glass of soy milk.
But how do they make it?
Say that one time fast.
I don't even think that exists. I made that up.
I'm sure that it does exist. Remember,
really?
We talked about human foo.
Yeah, Hufu.
Yufu. Human flesh flavored tofu recently.
Oh. It was a hoax.
It was?
Yeah.
It was
soy
a hoax.
Like green.
Uh-huh. Well,
you know it was not a hoax? Jenkum. You guys heard of that, right?
Hmm?
You guys heard of Jenkum? No, mm-hmm. What's that?
Butt hatch.
No.
Well, let's move on. Really?
Yeah, let's.
You need to keep up on your news from Florida.
Come on, Richmond.
Yeah, man. We got to look into Jenkum.
We should
see if we can get some for our next guest who are on
yes,
the show.
Yes,
so.
Have some free.
We always are interested.
Yeah,
in fact, we could help you with that.
Is it something you like? Brew in the toilet bowl?
It's something you brew, but it's not only in the toilet bowl. Right? It's a 2-liter bottle.
Oh, man, dude. Yeah.
Let's go.
And then you don't remember 6 months. You wake up in the hospital.
But apparently you can't get rid of that taste in your mouth.
No, it doesn't go away.
I think it's time to play a song.
It is. It is time to take a break.
You want to Jacob. All
right.
Who's this, Dan? Who's this next track?
This is Russell Lacey.
Russell Lacey.
From Grease Trigger with Sweet Virginia.
Sweet Virginia.
Train?
No.
drifted slowly into the words of a song. I knew a woman who looked in my eyes, saw reflections that I thought were all right. Made me spring's love, only summer's to fall. Spending time as a skipping stone. Light on the feet, short on the road. Oh, sweet Virginia, take me home. Oh, sweet Virginia, take me home. I swear I'll never do you wrong. Stay away long, my dear. Oh, sweet Virginia. The road that makes you will often bleed you, make you know that scars are but flesh and bone. Save for the heartache, I'm never alone. I find a sunset, I know it's westbound. Dig my shoes to the red. Pull me down and drifting slowly, writing the words of a song. Spending time as a skipping stone.
Is this thing on? Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley Rockwell, man, the greatest rocker what ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now? Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man, Radio Rubber Room and the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight, every Thursday on 102.9 FM.
Do you need a place to keep your money before you use it? Where Fells Wargo? Where a bank? You can totally trust us because we're good with money. For just dollars a day, you'll know that your money is safe with us. Need somewhere to put your money before you give it to other people? Well, for a menial fee, you'll know your associate will get most of the money, as we'll only take a small percentage. Transferring money from one account to the other? We'll barely charge for that. Trying to get a mortgage can be tough, but not with us. APR financing as low as 90%. Need a loan? Just kidding. Can't pay? Now accepting children. Don't have enough money? We'll take some off your hands. Got too much? Here, have some more. Are you totally rich? You could never spend all of your money in two lifetimes. We are, so we know what it's like. Bank with us at Fells Wargo. We love your money even more than you do. Money.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 11D5. Carry around pictures of all your illegitimate children. You don't actually have to have the children. Just download the pictures off the internet.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets,
Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface, and bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
You see, I got a little money. You got some change that I could use. Some barefoot while I'm running, but I'm sleeping in my shoe. I hear the telephone ringing. I see the story on the news about the crocodile that's singing with the alligator blue. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Head is half full of all the signals you've been sending. Should I push or should I pull? Or should I learn to keep my mouth shut when just listen to the tune while the morning birds singing, coyotes howling at the moon? I don't care, I don't care, care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. I don't care, I don't care, care, I don't care, I don't. Now I know a woman like you don't need a man like me. Around your house at 3 o'clock in the morning, throwing rocks at your window, banging on your back door. And I know a woman like you don't need a man like me, driving up and down your block all hours of the night, calling up your mama and asking her where you've been at and who you've been with. And I know a woman like you, you don't need a man like me, coming around saying, baby, I love you, I need you, can't live without you, baby, I love you. You see, I got a little money, you got some change that I could use, because I'm barefoot while I'm running. But I'm sleeping in my shoe. Hear the telephone ringing. I see the story on the news
about the crocodile that's singing. Well, we're the alligator bear. I don't care, I don't care. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
That was the Alligator Blues by the Kings of Belmont Live here on Radio Rubber Room.
I do just want to say, if you are listening to the podcast, stick around after the show for an extra special King of Belmont song.
Yeah.
Which we would not be able to play live on the radio.
Yeah, we did a sound check with one of our favorite tunes. And
Yo, check it out. It's not that bad of a song. It's not that bad of a song.
It's called The Iron Chef. We got nixed about halfway through. They came in and said, I don't think that we're going to play that.
That's not going to work for the air, guys.
We can make it available in the podcast, and it's going to be...
And what's funny is it's not the lyrics, it's the intent.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, it is the intent.
It's all about context. You got to really dance around the line around it, you know.
Although, I think I did hear the SH word in there.
Dan hates that word.
That's a B word.
Dan hates that word.
Yeah, just the B word. Equal.
Which I can take out.
There was
that's
a
just,
there
that's
was
as
a
bad
ship.
As it gets. I have the greatest respect for women.
It's a vessel.
Okay.
We can use boat.
Oh, okay.
They can substitute boat if you like.
Yeah. If you don't want us to say ship.
I don't think it rhymes anymore ship. At that point there.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't want us to say ship, we could say boat.
You could say snitch. Snitch.
We don't want no snitches.
You could always say shirt.
All we want is,
you know,
boats.
Say clock.
Nose, nose.
Yeah. Clock.
Clock.
Yeah, you could say that.
Clock.
Yeah.
I always like to use as a curse word quincunks.
That doesn't work.
Do that.
Quincunks? What?
Quincunks.
It's one of the Simpsons. Holy flirkin schnit.
Holy flirkin schnit. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's one of the Simpsons.
I think so. I think we're fine.
That's baby. That's legit.
That is, I have consulted with standards and practices, and the thumbs up. Thumbs up, yep. It says that okay is.
If you had to say,
quoting an 8 o'clock show.
What is the most quoted Kings of Belmont quote? Is there a phrase that y'all toss around
a lot?
Or?
They yell hobo wet brain a lot.
Yeah, it used to be play for free, I think.
Yeah, play for free.
We do have a mantra. And
we don't live by it anymore.
I'll give you the radio version, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
Flip yeah, we'll play for free, as long as free means an 8-ball and a bag of weed.
Mm. Oh.
That's cool.
Well, that's not free.
Snitches that
is, that's expensive. Our mantra here at Radio Rubber Room is... Listen to Derek's mantra.
Well, we don't. We're all, like Aaron said earlier, we're all straight edge, so we actually just give it to a friend to hold for us.
Invest it.
It's all a big joke.
We flip it. Mm-hmm. Like houses. And we get our friends to do that.
We flip it like snitches.
So, yeah, you guys.
Aaron will answer more questions later.
You guys, you're doing your New Year's Eve party at Rapture. That's right around the corner. Is it just you guys playing?
It's just it us, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's like home for us. We've done a bunch of shows in R2 as well as some shows in the regular room at Rapture. And it's going to be real fun. They've got a stage for us that they're putting in for the show, usually in the back room. It's just a sort of a DJ upstairs, so they don't need a stage. And when they've had bands in there before, they've oftentimes had them play on the floor, which is not going to be...
But you guys are the kings.
We are the kings.
The kings are building a stage.
And security is going to be tight because there are going to be so many ladies throwing their undergarments.
I hate it when
I'm around. Do they... I thought only like women over 50 did that.
Not at our show.
Do you have really old women?
No, as long as you know... I think this is an all-ages show, right?
Yeah, Aaron's mom is allowed to come. Yeah.
We do have a geriatric section.
As long as you're 18 or, 21 to drink, do what you must, okay? We're not going to prohibit you from having fun.
You sneak in and you're 17.
It's not a responsibility.
Have you guys ever considered having a free scratcher ticket show where you just give them a bunch of losers to everyone?
Wait, do we scratch them and know that they're losers before
they're
we give them
more?
We've never done that. Max does enjoy the occasional scratcher.
But I think you're onto something. You need a job?
Yeah.
Obviously you need a job, but
so I will gladly scratch all the scratchers all the time.
So what's hand them out for us.
What are the details for your guys' New Year's Eve show?
Is Does it cost? All night?
Yeah, yeah. It starts at 10 p.m. We're going to play three sets. Says the internet.
Wow, man.
We'll probably have some special guests join us.
They don't shut you guys down at 2 in the morning? Or?
They do. Yes, they do. Yeah. But we're going to play one set starting at 10 p.m. and then we're going to come on and count down the new year with everyone. And then we'll probably play, you know, a super long encore slash third set, you know, and for the people who really want to get down. Mm-hmm. But it's always a blast to see the Kings of Belmont in Charlottesville because we have so many great friends and family that come out. And
a lot of octogenarians, right? Big with the octogenarians as well.
Yeah, the octogenarians are all over
Centurions.
The place. Yeah, and the centurions.
The nonagons.
And then after that, guys, when can we expect you guys back in Richmond? You guys got anything booked here coming up?
We just played at the Capitol Ale House, and we've played at the Camel a couple times, and Harry Street Cafe a couple times, so we're trying to work out something for the late winter, early spring sort of thing at one of those rooms. Keep an eye, an eye on our website.
I might know a guy at the Republic.
Oh, you know a guy.
A guy who knows a girl.
I want to talk to a guy about a horse.
So, and the New Year's Eve party, which I have not been able to get. Does it cost anything?
There might be a slight cover at the door, but it'll be well worth a little bit of money you have to spend.
Yeah.
You guys going to do anything crazy?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Is it a surprise?
We'll tell you guys after the show. It's one of those things we can't probably say on air.
Does it involve farm animals?
It's the intent. It's the context and intent of the entire thing. It's probably
sounds really good, but it just doesn't come out right.
Right, yeah. We would be probably arrested for it if we did it in Toronto.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you can't even dress your monkey up nice there.
Yeah, if you can't dress your monkey up in Toronto, they would not enjoy what we have in store for New Year's.
So it involves the smallish animals in clothing.
I can't commit to that, but you're on the right track.
Okay, good.
Cool.
I like where this is going.
And to reference your question earlier about where we're playing in Richmond, we're debating, I think we're playing the 29th at Carey Street.
Oh, that's right. We're playing we are not, at the Carey Street Cafe.
We haven't been in
touch with Please keep your pants on, sir. Please keep your pants on.
He unbuttoned them the whole time he was playing.
Taking mine off.
Otherwise, my vein would pop.
Yeah, I don't want your jugular to explode.
And that's honestly pretty hypocritical of you right now, Dan. please put your pants back on as well.
You guys should all convert to the suspenders because I don't ever have to worry about their problem.
Never coming off.
You just work here,
maybe
you
if I run into
0% chance of crack.
And if you forget your pasties before you go to strip, you can just wear suspenders.
Yep, right over.
Well, maybe if I find a skeleton from the Civil War, I will also own a pair of suspenders.
There might be cocaine in my nipples. You want to give a little sign? That's the only way to tell.
That's not it.
I'll
talk to you post op.
It's just baking soda. Damn.
Again.
Foiled again.
That'll
be even funnier. Like, a woman was arrested in Spain for having breast implants filled with baking soda.
It seems that she was ripped off.
She was upset.
You're free to go, man.
Lover. And I lost my breast implants. Like, how does that go down? Like, well, what we're going to have to do is surgery to remove...
Yeah, do they stick the knife in?
Do they put? Do they give her a real implant, or do they just let her have, like, little pancake deflators?
If I had cocaine hidden somewhere under my skin in my body, I think that I would opt for the search and not the x-ray, you know? Mm-hmm.
Do they give you an option?
Is that a choice?
I don't think they give you options. They just pick what they're going to do. And like,
you can always say you don't want to go through the machine.
Like, I can't believe that she was
you can
like,
do that.
Some doctor was like, I know a way you can make a lot of money. You just got to smuggle this cocaine. She's like, how?
Do you want to get on the plane? You have to go through the machine.
Your breasts are small.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work, then we can tape an episode of Locked Up Abroad.
If I were going to be a drug mule, I would do something that no one would expect. I'd get like the Elephant Man, the John Merrick into my face. So everybody's like, whoa, stay away from that guy. He's got a really bad case of mumps.
Yeah. And then you get right through, right?
And that's right. They're like, well, I don't want to touch him.
Gigantic.
Little do they know the lumps are bags. Little
exactly.
Bags of
whenever,
it's
whenever,
like a kilo on my forehead.
Whenever I'm a mule, I just do a ton of it, and then I come back, and I'm like, I go to my friends, and I'm like, touch my hand.
You have lick cancer. My arm.
Just smell my eye. Check it. You feel really good afterwards.
All good ideas.
Smell
good ideas.
My jankum.
Take a take a suck right out of my nostril and blow me a shotgun.
That's a song. That's a Kings of Belmont song in progress. Smell awesome. My jank.
Great. All right, guys. Well, Kings of Belmont, thanks for coming to hang out
with
us.
Man, we've had a great time. Yeah.
It's been a blast. It's been a blast.
And check them out if you guys are listening. Check them out at kingsofbelmont.com, and they are playing at Rapture
on New
Year's
Eve. And also, join us next week for the Dirty Picture Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally.
Picture Show, we are on the wrong week.
Yep, we're going to be doing the nasty, smelling some jank.
I confirmed
that
the whole
week.
Band does know. The whole band does know.
Okay,
we're
good.
We're playing the 31st New Year's Eve in Charlottesville at R2, and also if you're going to be in Richmond, the 29th of December at Cary Street Cafe. 29.
But no plans to play Ashland really soon in the future?
We'll talk about that.
Your house, right? Isn't that?
No, I live in the city.
Isn't there,
isn't there
a bookstore that has music?
Yeah, there's a cafe. It's built into the Barnes & Noble.
Man, we just played we just played Ashland.
Yeah, I know. This is as good as it gets, I think, in Ashland.
$1 million.
$1 million.
All right,
we'd
guys.
Love to play Ashland, and we had a great time. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Anytime I'll come over to Charlottesville, I'll stay in your house and eat your food and enjoy your electricity and heat.
Wait, you said we could stay in your lawn.
I don't have any instead.
You get to stay in our house.
I mean, you don't want to stay in my house. It's
that's how Sean
outside.
Does deals.
Yeah, dude.
It's
you way really,
you don't want to breathe in the inside air.
It's like 200-year-old dust in there, man.
Yeah.
And delicious. Whoever called in earlier, sorry we couldn't take your call.
It was Roger.
Roger.
Is that guy?
Yeah.
Send us a message on Facebook.
She sounds hot.
All right, guys. This is Radio Rubber Room, and we out.
And this is Tara Mills with What I Need.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke. I've seen him. But that's an addiction.
What are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about him? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I get tired of blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, Ashland? It's 102.9 FM. Radio. Room. Thursdays 10 to midnight. KOB in the house. Playing a little fresh new number. Got an eye on Chef. You better put your girl's nose and ears to the speakers. We got the sizzle. I'll have something real nice.
W-H-A-N.
4 to the 3, to the 2 to the 1. Come to my kitchen and y'all get some. Put it in your mouth or caress it in your hand. Either way, girl, you'll be down to resist the chef with the golden pants. Yeah!
Woo! You heard!
Like it does, I take my butter and lather your thighs. Spread that ass and I'll
baste your brown eyes.
Now you look at me with that passion inside. Come to my kitchen and let
the heat rise.
Watch 40 cloves of garlic. Another
your party dip,
but you ain't willing to get
on your knees for that shit.
Well, stupid snitch,
yeah.
You've done this before, so you grab that paper bag and then
you lay on the floor.
Then we dilly
dilly
dally
dally,
shoot down your alley
alley,
just like professional
hitman, you see.
Cause when it's all over, I'll roll your ass over
and bake a cake just for me, you see.
What? 40 cloves of garlic.
To boast.
Come close to my baby and you'll melt in my hand.
Just like your mom when I was shucking a clam.
What's that smell?
I ain't cooking no fish.
So she be great.
Well, I don't think so, bitch. So get your
nasty ass hoe self out of the car
before that health inspector gets a whiff of that schwasher.
40 clothes of God.
Got it.
Whoa, 40 clothes.
40 clothes. No, you wanna taste it.
On the Triple R Radio Report.